You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Friday, May 15th. What to know today about new CDC guidelines to reopen, warnings from a government whistleblower, and a senator's surprising decision while he's under investigation. Plus, it seems Apple is getting into virtual reality. Will a trillionaire soon be a real thing? And the three star-studded ways for the class of 2020 to celebrate graduation. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's new guidance for reopening from the CDC. Even though most states have already started lifting coronavirus-related restrictions, there was no national standard for schools, businesses, mass transit, and others until now. That said, the CDC's new recommendations are scaled way back from what the CDC first drafted, which the AP says the White House scrapped. So instead of 57 pages like the draft, the newly released version is just 6 one-page documents, one for each kind of business or organization. The docs are less detailed and give more wiggle room than the original drafts. So what do they say? There are 6 different flowcharts or decision trees. They ask yes or no questions and guide you to either stay closed or open and monitor the situation. But again, it's fairly broad. For example, they ask schools if they're able to screen students and employees for symptoms or exposure, protect those at high risk, clean surfaces often, and more. The earlier tips were more specific, with suggestions like keeping desks 6 feet apart or closing break rooms and cafeterias. The White House called those too restrictive. You can now see a few of the decision tools for yourself on either our latest Instagram post at Erica Mandy News or linked in today's show notes. A top vaccine doctor who was forced out of his job in the Trump administration gave a stark warning on Capitol Hill this week. Dr. Rick Bright told lawmakers the U.S. is unprepared for the worst of this pandemic, which he believes is still ahead of us. He says he tried to warn other top officials early on about what was coming, but he was cut out of meetings and told he was, quote, causing a commotion. He even gave specifics, saying the Trump administration failed to secure viral samples from China and did not ramp up production of medical supplies until there was already a shortage. He filed a whistleblower complaint and is now calling for a better national strategy to combat this virus based on science. His testimony at a House committee hearing comes about a month after he was removed from his position as the head of a government vaccine agency. But some Republicans are questioning what this is all really about. They argue his whistleblower complaint should have been investigated first before anyone heard his testimony. And they say Democrats are just trying to make President Trump look bad. Trump himself also weighed in, saying he doesn't know Bright personally, but he just seems like a disgruntled employee. To be continued. The FBI is investigating a U.S. senator for possible insider trading, and now the prominent Republican will step down from his role as the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Senator Richard Burr from North Carolina said he thinks the criminal investigation will be too distracting. To be clear, Burr is still a senator and a member of the committee. He's just leaving his leadership role for now. The LA Times reports federal agents seized his cell phone as evidence earlier this week. So what exactly is under investigation here? There are questions about whether he used his insider knowledge as a senator to benefit himself financially. Burr and his wife reportedly sold between $600,000 and $1.7 million in stocks before the market crash in March. And that might not be a coincidence. Burr had access to classified coronavirus briefings and received updates daily from the intelligence community. It's illegal for members of Congress to trade stocks based on information the public doesn't already have. Burr denies he did anything wrong, saying he relied solely on news reports to guide his decisions, not on classified information. Burr says he's cooperating with the FBI investigation. Stay tuned. Another week, another round of jobless claims, even as businesses start to reopen. The number of Americans who have lost their jobs during this pandemic is now up to 36.5 million, at least. That's after the U.S. Labor Department reported another 3 million new jobless claims just last week. That's when companies like Uber, General Electric, and Airbnb laid off thousands of workers. Also, a new report predicts the damage to many businesses could be permanent. OpenTable says 1 in 4 American restaurants will go out of business altogether due to the coronavirus pandemic. And even those that reopen likely won't make as much money as they did before the crisis, at least not for a while. The meditation app Headspace is offering a free 1-year subscription to all unemployed Americans. The company says it's doing this since the pandemic has taken such a drastic toll on mental health. In fact, a new Axios Ipsos poll found 28% of Americans said their mental health was worsening at the end of last month. And as we mentioned yesterday, a Kaiser Family Foundation poll found nearly half of Americans said their mental health has been impacted. Keep in mind, the percentages could be even higher since many people don't admit or recognize changes in their own state of mind. So Headspace hopes they can at least help. To sign up for the free meditations, you have to let the app know where you used to work and where you lost your job, though it's not entirely clear how Headspace will actually verify it. The app is also offering free subscriptions to frontline workers. We have more news coming up, but first, a quick break for our new sponsor this week, Netgear. Is your home Wi-Fi struggling to keep up? Can it handle streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and homeschooling? What about all at once? Sounds like it's time for a Wi-Fi upgrade. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6 from Netgear. Wi-Fi 6 is a whole new kind of Wi-Fi. It's the latest tech that gives you the fastest speeds possible, even as you connect more and more devices throughout your home. That means you'll be able to stream without buffering, eliminate lag while gaming, and connect more devices to your Wi-Fi than ever before. It's like upgrading your Wi-Fi to first class. If you are ready for the best Wi-Fi ever, you can get it today from Netgear and never worry about Wi-Fi again. Check out Orbi Wi-Fi 6 at netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. That's netgear.com/best Wi-Fi. Now, back to the news. Another American sport is making its return this weekend. NASCAR is preparing to hold its first race in 2 months. The Real Heroes 400 is set for Sunday at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. But it won't be like old times. For one, there won't be any fans in the stands. And also, Fox News reports the race will happen without practice because of strict health guidelines, meaning racers will not know what to expect from their cars until the first turn. It seems Apple is getting into virtual reality. CNBC confirmed the tech giant purchased the startup company NextVR. The startup had been producing live and recorded events in virtual reality, including concerts and sporting events. It even had a deal with the NBA to broadcast VR highlights of the 2019 NBA Finals. But Apple's exact plans now aren't clear yet. The Verge reports there are at least rumors Apple wants to release some kind of headset or special glasses, but we'll just have to wait and see. Amazon is producing and selling its own face shields. The company says it'll make hundreds of thousands of them over the next few weeks and will sell them at cost. So the price on Amazon will be about a third of what's currently available. At first, the face shields will be limited to frontline workers like doctors and nurses, since they need them to safely treat COVID-19 patients. But later on, the public will be able to buy them as well. Amazon has already donated about 10,000 of these face shields so far and plans to donate about 20,000 more in the coming weeks. A new report claims Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is on track to become the world's first trillionaire. It won't happen tomorrow, but software review site Comparison expects he'll be worth $1 trillion by the year 2026. It looked at Amazon's average yearly growth percentage from the last 5 years and then applied that to future years. Though it makes a lot of assumptions and is not completely reliable. In fact, Vox calls the prediction overblown. Either way, the report sparked some backlash online, with people pointing out the gap between Bezos, already the richest man in the world worth more than $140 billion, and people who can't even pay their rent or buy food, especially now. The report also predicts Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg could join a new trillionaires club 10 years after Bezos in 2036. It's a big weekend for high school and college graduates. Even though their traditional graduation ceremonies had to be canceled, there's at least another option. They'll get to celebrate virtually with some pretty big athletes, celebrities, and public figures. First up, Facebook is holding an online graduation ceremony today that features speakers like Oprah Winfrey, Simone Biles, and J.J. Watt. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern, and you can tune in on Facebook Watch. Then tomorrow night, a huge graduation special will air simultaneously on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Former President Barack Obama will deliver the commencement address. And a bunch of other people like LeBron James, Malala Yousafzai, and the Jonas Brothers will also be featured. The hour-long special is called Graduate Together, America Honors the High School Class of 2020. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern. There's also a third option next month. YouTube is holding a virtual commencement ceremony on June 6th. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon. This has been my go-to late breakfast or afternoon snack. It's easy, delicious, and I like the health stats. Low carb with 12 grams of protein. My favorite flavor right now is blueberry. Get yours at magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy to get free shipping. All right, so today we're talking about an epic food fight for a good cause. Food Network host Guy Fieri and actor Bill Murray are battling it out in a nacho-making contest tonight. They're hoping to raise money for restaurant employees who have been affected by this pandemic. Fieri and Murray will have to build a plate of nachos, which will then be judged by Shaquille O'Neal and actor Terry Crews. They apparently did something similar on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and it was so fun they had to bring it back. You can watch the Nacho Showdown tonight at 5 Eastern on the Food Network's Facebook page. Thank you so much for listening today and every weekday. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe or follow in your podcast app to get new episodes right on your phone for free, so you're always in the know. Of course, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the episodes tab. We'll be back with another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.